Sherry's got something cooking on the stove, so we better hurry. Our news partner, WETM, did a big thing during Sweeps Week on vitamin D, and it got us thinking about this vitamin, the sunshine vitamin, as some have called it, the antibiotic vitamin. The point they were making is that this vitamin can prevent the flu. What say you, Sherry?
Well, say me. Prevent might be a big word, but it definitely helps build the immune system to keep things at bay, the cold and flu season throws at us. But we have to remember that vitamin D, just as calcium cannot be absorbed without the presence of vitamin D cannot be absorbed without the presence of pantothenic acid and a diet that has some good solid fats in it.
So if you're not eating those other things, you can take all the vitamin D you want. It won't do you any good.
It's not going to do you like a good.
You know, I've always wondered, you know, why people get sick in the winter months. And I've got a school of thought on this. And tell me if you agree that there's less sunlight.
Well, and
has that got something to do with it?
Absolutely.
I mean, that seems pretty elementary. But less sunlight, more people getting sick with flu. Mm-hmm. Maybe the sun has something to do with it.
It has a lot to do with it, yes. And in Europe, they've done a lot of studies on this, you know, taking huge percentage of people, both healthy and sick, and then the sunlight thing exposed them to more sunlight to see what their immune system did. Of course, it boosted during the sunlight hours. We don't spend enough good hours out in the sun, especially as we age, and that's why they're saying, you know, as you age, basically what they're telling us is from, you know, zero to your 40s, you need 200 international units of vitamin D. When you hit the 50,
what is an international unit?
Well, that's their measure. Instead of milligrams or grams, like you would vitamin C or whatever, that is the measure for vitamin D.
So put that in layman's terms. What would that mean for us today sitting here talking? Well, how much vitamin D do we need?
Well, so that would say
a couple tablespoons.
If you took 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil, that gives you over 2,000 international units of just pure vitamin D. That is the absolute best source. If you're not going to get enough sunlight this time of the year, a 6-ounce piece of salmon is just over 600 international units.
And the sun gets a bad rap, doesn't it? I mean, everyone's telling us to stay out of the sun. Don't get, skin cancer is a big topic these days. But it does our body a lot of good.
It does. And they're saying, too, that that's why, you know, as people have aged, because of the alarm of, okay, now I've got some spots on my face, I need to take care of this, and I've got to be more proactive and use the sunscreens, that has inhibited the absorption also of the vitamin D.
Wow.
So even with our children, we have to think about, you know, the exposure amount of time, and you cannot get too much. That's one thing. You can take too much supplemental vitamin D. You can't overdose on sunshine.
Yeah. You know, we had a rule in our house when it was nice weather, you weren't allowed inside.
That's the way we grew
you
up.
You weren't allowed in the house. Go outside.
Door was shut and you didn't come in
right.
But kids aren't like that today. And so we are seeing sicker children because they don't spend the time outside doing the running and the game playing that we did as we were growing up.
Yeah. So. And, you know, again, it's just, you know, winter season, cold flu season, things you can do. And we use the word prevent, maybe not prevent, fend off
sickness. There you go. That's
and,
a better.
And you know, if you're not getting it from the sun, you mentioned a few things. Cod liver oil, for those of us who aren't a big fan of cod liver oil, other ways you can get your vitamin D?
Well, again, it's in your, mostly in your fishes. That's where
most
you're,
the fish. Okay.
Mostly the fish. And you do need to be careful because just like anything, there are synthetic forms and there are cheaper forms of vitamin D. Most of the milk that we consume is actually a vitamin D2, which is ergocruciferol, which is it's just a cheaper form and not as absorbable. If you go with a vitamin D3, which is cholecalciferol, that is the most absorbable form of vitamin D.
Gotcha. This calcitriol, this is a hormone.
That is what it converts to. Yes, vitamin D is both a vitamin and a hormone.
Yeah, and that's why it's so beneficial, because it does so many things as far as protecting your immunity and
They're talking diabetes, because what happens is it works in the pancreas. They're talking heart disease, especially that's why they're saying, you know, for over 70 people. Because what happens is if you don't have an adequate amount of vitamin D in your system, what happens is calcium leaches out of the bones and it pockets in the arteries.
And that's why some people get rickets, because they don't have the vitamin D.
Right, and rickets is
That's a whole other ball game,
right.
Well, we could go on for days here. I've got this interesting article on vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, and I thought you said something real key up front. The absorption of the vitamin will not happen unless you're taking some of these other things to help the body absorb the vitamin D.
Bioavailability happens when we are doing the right things all the way along. It's a cycle. And when we follow that cycle and we eat the proper foods, we take the proper supplements, our body will operate optimally. Yes.
It kind of all works together.
Bioavailable.
Bioavailability. Wow, there's a $25 word right
there.
It's
a huge word, and we need to understand that more.
That's a great concept. Thanks, Sherry.
All right, thank you.